For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. So be exalted, O Lord, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. Lord, that's what we cry out for, your presence, your glory. Lord, to surround us, your people. Have mercy on America. God, forgive our sins. We declare that the United States belongs to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This nation belongs to you, Lord, for you are Lord of all nations. Hallelujah. Lord, arrest those rebels in Washington, D.C., and every state and local level of government. Arrest those rebels, Lord, and bring them to the awareness that you are sovereign, Lord, and you are the King of kings and Lord over all the earth. So reign in us, Lord. Reign in this state again, we pray. We plead your mercy, Lord, that you would forgive our sins as a nation, that you'd grant us the gift of life, the gift of repentance. Lord, forgive us and turn our nation back to you. We cry out for your mercy on behalf of our nation, on behalf of your people, even, Lord, your church, that your church will be pure. Your church will be awakened to life. Hallelujah. We pray for revival. Revival fire fall. Let your fire fall, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 One of the things that we've been talking about among ourselves, we come out, by the way, on Mondays for prayer at 6. We have Wednesday night service. We really want to encourage the body to gather as often as you can. Come and support one another in this. This is God's work here. It's not about a man, amen. It's about the man, Christ Jesus. Friday nights we have prayer at 6 as well, but we talk a lot and we share a lot and we share vision and what God is doing and how God wants to work through the body, amen. Not just through an individual, but through the body. And God wants his people awakened so that you understand who you are in God's plan, amen, in his kingdom, how you fit, where you can be effective as a member of his body. Every part of our body, as you know, is important. I mean, if you stub your toe, it's like your whole body hurts, right? And that little toe is important, amen? And so you don't ever let the devil tell you that you're not all that important or that you won't be missed, because you are missed. You hear me? You are missed when you're not here. If I understand we have lives to live, jobs and things, other things that happen, sickness, but God wants us gathering. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I know there's this whole movement online and on YouTube of, oh, God's against the church and the local church is they're just all out for your money and all this other stuff. And, you know, there's fruit in the local church. Amen. People are getting saved and healed and delivered and good things are happening. Amen. It doesn't mean that every church is a good church. Amen. But we want to be a church that loves Jesus. Amen. That's willing to listen to his voice and obey his instruction and follow his lead. And I want to see the body, amen, functioning as it should, amen, and all the diversity of gifts that God has entrusted to us, amen. So it's not just so I can get goosebumps, amen. God gives you grace so you can be an effective witness for him, amen. And the diversity of the giftings and the different gift sets that we have. So every part is important. And, you know, I sometimes think in terms of military, being from military background, that, you know, we have our intercessors. They're kind of like the rear echelon company, you know. They're supporting the front lines. You know, you got your intercessors. You got your evangelists, amen, that are out there, amen. You got your apostles. Those are your scouts that are going out ahead, amen, and scoping things out, and right? But it's just interesting how God has designed every one of us with a certain specific function in the context of the body. And I know sometimes it's simply fear that we allow to shut us down. You know, when you decide to step out for Jesus, you're going to get some flack. You're going to get some opposition. You're going to get a voice that says you're going to look like a fool. And then you say, well, I'll be a fool for Jesus. Amen. But we got to get over ourselves, you know, in order to for the Lord to use us. And we can't be self-conscious. Amen. And Christ-conscious at the same time. And I say that in the sense that Jesus needs to be the focus, the center. He is the attraction. Amen. He's the one we came to meet with today. Amen. And we also, as a body, get to share in His life together. And that's a good thing. And so there's a difference between a congregation and a body. All right. And I want to talk about that. I've talked about this in the past, but I want to bring it back because I feel like so often what happens is church becomes almost a form of entertainment sometimes. Where people come to watch their favorite preacher, or their favorite worship team, or, you know, oh, they have great drama there, or they have a great coffee, you know, machine there, or whatever it might be. But people are coming for all kinds of different reasons. Amen. And if, well, that ain't my forte, I don't like the way they sang that, or they, you know, or the way he, you know, the way he looks or the way he dresses and all this other stuff. It's like, well, I'm just going to go down here to the next club, you know, to where they play the music I like, and they have the fog machines and the skinny jeans and the big screens, you know, if you will, and all the stuff that, you know, well, that's the trendy. This is what everybody's into now, you know, and it's how about being into Jesus? Amen. If it means sitting under a tree in the woods somewhere with a bunch of people worshiping Jesus. Amen. Or in the glory barn, like as of yesterday, just coming together and worshiping. Man, what a beautiful presence of the Lord. Amen. Woo, heaven on earth. But I want to encourage. I'm not here to condemn. I'm here to encourage. Amen. Participation. Amen. Being an active part of this work. Amen. If you're here, you're here with a purpose. Amen. Not just to come and listen. Amen. But to be a part. You get equipped, yes, but then you take what you receive and you share it. Because what you share with others, you don't lose. Title of the message this morning is From a Congregation to a Body. In the Old Testament, the word body was never used. The people of God were always considered a congregation, right? And but never referred to as a body. But in the New Testament, that's where we see that term used, the body of Christ. Amen. Ephesians 4:11. Now these are the gifts that Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. And the responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work. To do what? Equip for the work. And to build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. What's the goal? To become Christ-like. To become like Him. I want to be like Jesus when I grow up. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. Boy, I tell you what, so many people are being pastored by the internet today. And it's so much garbage. It's like this untangling process now because it's all the different voices in this one criticizing and so much mudslinging. This church against that church and this Christian against that Christian. And, you know, what is Matthew 18 say about that? First, go to your brother. Don't go on internet. Don't go on Facebook. Did you hear what Joe did? You wouldn't want your laundry hung out, would you? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, right? But God doesn't want us to be immature like children. He doesn't want us influenced by the people of the world who try to trick us with lies. They're so clever, they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of His body. Here it is, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. As what? Each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow. So whatever God gave you is not just for you, it's for somebody else. So that the whole body is healthy. How? Because we are functioning together with every part, understanding its place, its importance, its value, right? We grow together healthy as we are united together in the bond of peace in the Holy Spirit. Amen? And we are not to forsake the gathering of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. Amen? But the more as we see the day approaching, what day? The day of the Lord. So I want to encourage us to really seek the Lord and say, Lord, where can I serve if you're not serving? Find out who you are in Him as you find out who He is in you. How many know you need to sit at His feet and you're going to listen? God wants to speak to us. He speaks to us through His Word, amen? He speaks by His Spirit. He speaks through others. Sometimes people are saying, you got a word for me? Oh, what did we just preach? There's a word for you right there. Sometimes, you know, you're getting the word as, you know, God grants us utterance to speak. Amen. So the question is God can speak? Can God speak to you? And were you listening when He was speaking to you? See, sometimes we're just wanting to hear from God what we want to hear from God, but not what we need to hear. So Israel of old, they could only gather externally, all right? But they could not be united internally because the Holy Spirit had not been given. Amen? Today, we can be united internally as well as externally. Amen? So we are a congregation, but in the Spirit, we are a body. Amen? We are God's habitation. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Every member is important. And so if we don't understand our importance or our place, then we will just come and listen and go home and that's the end of it. But we have to understand that God calls you together with His people. He calls you to a body and He gives you a certain responsibility within the context of that body. Amen? So every member is doing its part to mutually edify or build up the body of Christ in love. So you can go to a music concert, you know, and everybody can kind of be sitting together as a congregation externally, listening to the same genre of music. Or they go to a movie and you sit together as a congregation, if you will, in a movie theater. You had one thing in common, and that is the movie you wanted to see. But internally, you're not connected to anybody. You're just gathering together, amen, under a theme. So I don't want the local church to be looked upon as if it were like some kind of local favorite club that we attend. You know what I'm saying? And we pay our dues, and, you know. We need to understand we're part of something much bigger than that. God has a plan for you. He has a will for your life. And He wants us uniting. This is how I see it now. If the church I attend is lacking in some area, and I'm able to make a difference, then instead of criticizing the church or leaving the church, I should step up and help strengthen the church by utilizing the gifts that the Lord has given me to make a difference. Because we don't need armchair preachers. Armchair quarterbacks. Let me tell you how it's supposed to be done. Well, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? That's the question. We can always sit about, well, what about Joe over there? Well, what about John there, said Peter. Jesus said, Peter, what's that to you? He's not your business in that sense, right? I would agree there are certain churches that need to be avoided due to false doctrines and practices, right? But God has placed us in a body. I don't believe in lone rangers in the kingdom. Amen? We need to be part of something bigger than ourselves, and that is the body. There's apostolic churches, right? There are teaching churches. And it's usually based upon the gift set of the shepherd, right? There are shepherding churches, right? Worship churches, prophetic churches. It's always about prophecy, 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 right? Evangelism churches. But, you know, all of these need to be a part and make up a local church, you know? All these things, not just we're this or you're that. It's like everyone discovering who they are in the Lord, functioning according to their gift set, so that the whole body is benefited and built up and strengthened, nourished by the gift of God that's in you, that you're releasing to others. Being together, even gathering, is important. We receive strength and comfort. Amen? And when we are together, encouragement when we're together. Hallelujah. So we should not just be attending a service. We should be a participant in that whole experience. And that means if God is prompting me by His Spirit to give a word, as some did this morning, then step out. Take a step of faith. Amen? Well, I believe that we are a free people. Amen? I say it often, but no man owns me. Amen? And you know that I don't own you. Right? You're God's people. We're God's people. We're all given a different assignment. Amen? But you're free in the Lord. Nobody is making you come here. You should come here because the Holy Spirit has directed you to come. And then you should be open to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do through you. It may be even a hug and a kind word or a prayer after the service as we're fellowshipping or as we're before we come in. Coming in even to intercede with your brothers and sisters. Amen. Because if you're doing well, I'm doing well. Right? If the church down the road is doing well, well, we're doing well as well. Come on. We want to see them do well. As long as they're preaching the truth, they love Jesus. Amen. We want to be a Holy Spirit-led church. Amen. I don't want to be a control freak. I know what it's like to be in that environment, to be under that control, where people are using fear to manipulate you, to do what they want you to do, to where they make merchandise out of you. Come on. Rather than discerning and recognizing you as a part, a member of God's body, of Christ's body. 1 Corinthians 12:14 says, yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. And if the foot says, I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand, that does not make it any less a part of the body. Just a different function. So we don't need to be competing against one another, comparing ourselves to somebody else. We should be celebrating each other's gifts and be open and receptive to what God would do through somebody else. Amen. For the mutual edification or building up of His body, His church. Verse 16 says, if the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if your whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where He wants it. All right, let me just say that. All parts are important, right? Listen, there are no elite, superior body parts. Let's just get that straight. Some people think they're all that. Amen? Bottom line is we're all just clay vessels. Amen? We came to Jesus, busted, disgusted, messed up, amen, needing to be redeemed, forgiven, amen, and restored to fellowship with God. And we just get to be a part of what He's doing. Amen? So if there's anything that God does through me, I have to give Him the glory because I know where it came from. It certainly wasn't of me. Come on. And we need to quit making gods out of God's people. We respect one another, amen, in the Lord. We recognize the value of each member. Come on. You know, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll take the place of Jesus in people's lives. What we want to do is point people to Jesus, not be their Jesus. Amen? So the Lord wants us united. And when we're united, like this morning, as we sing and we make music in the Lord, we worship and we all engage the Lord from the heart, we are brought together in harmony. Amen? Like a symphony. Amen? And it's beautiful. The different diversity of even the way people worship is different. Amen? I know some people come in and they're judging so-and-so because, well, they're jumping up and down or they got their hands in the air like they don't care, you know, whatever. Or some people are judging others because they're a little more quiet and less demonstrative. It's just worship the Lord. Amen? Just seek the Lord together. Amen? And express your heart to Him. Amen? And let's not come in here, amen, and just decide I'm going to sit here and be the judge of how people should act. I don't... I have to be careful how I said this, but it's so good to be free from me. Let's put it that way. Amen. You know what I'm saying? If I can grab this guitar, you know, and I was in a world I act like a fool. Amen? Well, I still do sometimes, but I'm a fool for Jesus now. Amen. But you know what? I grab that guitar and I can walk through here and I can sing and I can praise the Lord and be over me. And I know some people say, well, he's working the crowd. Or get over yourself, man. Yep. You know? How about looking at Jesus? We're looking at Jesus here, amen? It's not about man. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. We just need, just be who you are in the Lord. Yeah, because people say, man, I'm a quiet person. Did you know that? I am a quiet person. Yeah. But the anointing. That's what makes a difference. It's by the grace of God we are who we are. So we give God the praise. Amen. For what He's done. And God likes variety. And that's okay to be different. But we all fit together. Your toe is different than your pinky. Amen. But it works together. It's all important. The love of God is the most important thing. That we are bound together in the love of Christ. Amen. That's the greatest of all. Everything we do should be motivated by the love of God. Not for selfish gain. Not out of selfish ambition. Not out of attention seeking, but whatever we do, we should be motivated by the love of God. Amen. And God's love is agape, unidirectional, sacrificial, willing to give of oneself for the benefit of another. Yeah. And that's the love we have. And we want to cultivate that. And we want to grow in that. Amen. And when people come through the door, they're going to say, wow, these people really do love each other. And by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Amen. Amen. That you have authentic love for one another. And that means we speak the truth in love. We'll speak the truth because we care. Amen. Sometimes you got to hurt feelings, amen, to bring a correction. Somebody say amen. So it's not always popular to obey the Lord, but it's necessary that we obey His voice. Jesus said in John 15:17, these things I command you, that you love one another. Romans 13:8, owe no one anything except to love one another. 1 Thessalonians 4:9, but concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to what? Love one another. 1 Peter 1:22, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the spirit in sincere love for the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Purity. 1 John 3:11, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. You see, if we come together with that motivation, I'm here to love others. Amen. I want to love you closer to Jesus. I don't want to take Jesus' place. Amen. But I want the Lord to love me. Amen. And I want the Lord to love you. And so how does that work? God loves others through us with His love. There's an old song that says, I love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. That's true love, authentic love. So we love each other with a pure heart, with the love of the Lord. So if we have been forgiven, our hearts are cleansed, we're filled with Him who is love, the Holy Spirit, then we will love with the love of the Lord. You can't help but love people when you are filled with Jesus. Amen. Well, I got to go out and love my brother today. No, you just love because you're filled with the love of God. Amen. And you're oozing the love of Jesus everywhere. That's why we emphasize the importance, amen, of being filled to an overflowing with the Spirit of God. Amen. The old song says, and we're not talking about religion, but it says, give us that old time religion. It makes you love one another, right? Well, they're talking about the love of God. Amen. When the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, you will love people. And how many know that there's suffering involved in love? Yeah. Sometimes it hurts to love. And again, sometimes people attend church just for what's happening up front. But they never really connect with the body. And that's what I really want us to do, is to go beyond just coming and attending an event, but become a participant of the move of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Being involved, being connected in, and allow God to use you to build others. Look for opportunities to build up others. Amen. Not to tear down, but to build up. Pray and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Or even better, Lord, what are we going to do today? Of course, you remember the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. What happened? Well, there's a bunch of people gathering as a congregation. But that congregation was transformed into a body by the internal working of the Holy Spirit. As they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they became one in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then they spread out. Amen. And the gospel began to spread from that place. Wait until you be endued with power from on high. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you can be an expression of God in this world. Amen. God's looking for a conduit. He's looking for a vessel. Someone will say, here am I, Lord, use me. And He said, well, sit at my feet and let me impart to you what you need for your journey. Let me equip you. Let me strengthen you. Let me fill you with my power. Amen. And do you with power from on high. So then we can be an effective witness for Jesus. And that means I have to open my heart to Jesus and trust Him enough to be vulnerable and let Him have all of me. You see, some people are just giving God a sample of this and a little of that. But God is actually calling His people, His body, to a full surrender. A full surrender. And that's where you're going to find your life. That's where you're going to find your joy. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, sweet surrender. Sweet surrender. Got to come to the end of yourself. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. That means I have committed myself to Him, to His will, His mission for me in this world. I lived enough time for myself, amen, to the lusts of my flesh. Now it's time for me to live the rest of my life for Jesus, amen, for Him who died for me and rose again. God's looking for someone, a vessel that He can use. Will you be that vessel? Are you willing to completely surrender? Hallelujah. Right where you're at, I want to encourage you to make up your mind once and for all who you will serve. Are you willing to commit your life fully to Jesus this morning? An international sign of surrender is the lifting up of the hands. And so I want to encourage you this morning, right where you're at, if God has been speaking to you that you need to surrender, you need to give Him everything, everything. If you want to live, really live in God and know the joy of His presence, give Him everything and He'll give you His fullness. You want fullness? Give Him everything. So right where you're at, I want to encourage you, just lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your palms up towards the Lord. Say, Jesus, I surrender. I give You everything. I give You my body, my mind, my soul, my spirit, all of me. Lord, I ask that You would give me all of You. Consume me with Your love. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Empower me to be the vessel that You desire for me to be. In Jesus' name. Amen.